Joining us by phone, we have Shane Tucker. He's the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Good to talk to you this morning.
Good morning. Hey, so unfortunately, plenty of bad things to talk about this morning. Before we get to that, we just got done talking about 20 minutes ago with Dr. Karen Barber, superintendent of Santa Rosa County Schools. She says that having looked over what other counties that have SROs in all their schools, plus the Guardian program, what they have done, that you guys all had a big meeting on Thursday, you with MPD and GBPD and the Whiting Field and everybody else, and the consensus was the schools are safe, but if you want to add guardians to the resource officers, you all are willing to help the school board do that if that's what they decide. Is that basically where we're at right now?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, the sheriff and the school board have worked tirelessly to get our schools where every single one has an SRO. If you remember, right after the Parkland shooting, the governor mandated that every school had to have some type of safety officer in it. And it was a big challenge for the sheriff's office as well as the school board, but we were able to make that happen. We increased our manpower and we made it happen. So safety for those children is our number one priority. And if the school board decides that that's how they want to go, as long as there's no conversation about removing an SRO, which there is not. The sheriff is fully supportive of that. If they want to add that to our program, we'll do what we can to facilitate that with them.
And just for clarity's sake, because I know these terms get used pretty sloppily, unfortunately, and I know you guys are still going to develop the plan, the implementation plan, and the school board has to decide what they want to do, if they even want to do this. This is by no means a done deal. When you guys were looking at other counties, how is this used in other counties? Because I think what people have in their heads is there's SROs at the front door, and then there's roaming bands of armed people who are capable of repelling an invader inside, and you don't know who they are. Based on what I've heard, that is absolutely not the way this works. It's not even widely done, a few here and there. But you tell me, what would this actually look like in practice?
Well, there's a couple of different options a school board would have. You know, it's my understanding that there are some school boards in the state that use the Guardian program as the defense inside the school, mm-hmm. So to the exclusion of an SRO in that particular school. There are some that have a combination. Some schools have a deputy, some schools have a guardian, and there's some that rely on SROs who have additional security in the form of guardians in that school. So again, that would be a choice of the school board, and how they choose to implement it is we will help them with that, again, as long as it does not take a sworn law enforcement officer out of the school.
And just to make sure that people are clear about this as well, there's no conversation going on about putting guns in the waistband of teachers in the classroom anywhere in Santa Rosa County Schools.
My understanding is, and again, the talks are still ongoing, my understanding is they're looking at the possibility of what type of administrative staff would be eligible to participate in this program.
Okay.
So I can't speak for Dr. Barber on that front, but I'm not aware of anything that's happening immediately.
Okay, very good. And I know this is still all kind of in the developmental phase, and, you know, to be fair, we asked for the conversation after you guys just had your meeting, so I know nothing's been decided yet. I'm just trying to give people a scope of where we're at, what's reasonable to even think might happen, and, you know, what they also shouldn't be thinking is going to happen. Turning now to a very busy last few days for your agency, you had several shootings, one of which was there was a shooting, I guess it was in Crestview, and they came over in Pace and got arrested. Is that right?
Well, yesterday our deputies were dispatched to the Waffle House in East Milton. Initially, it went out as a shooting, but when they got there, they made contact with a male subject, and they learned that he had just committed a domestic violence homicide in Crestview. So he was taken into custody by our deputies, but ultimately he was turned over to authorities with the Crestview Police Department. And again, you know, this is a sad situation. It seems like we've talked about domestic violence a lot here lately, and this is the second domestic violence homicide we've had in a very short period of time here in this area. So this is a disturbing incident.
Yeah, and the second time, if I'm not mistaken, the other one was Crestview got arrested in Escambia County. So it's, yeah, very, very strange. You also had an incident where, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, but some folks were driving in a neighborhood road and wound up getting into a verbal altercation, which led to them getting out of the car, getting into a fight, and a shooting. What happened? This is a crazy story.
Well, it kind of is. Last Monday, I believe it was, there was a series of altercations and arguments that had occurred. At some point, some folks drove to the house of somebody they were involved in the altercation with. They had some words there. As they were leaving and driving down the road, a subject involved in the altercation came out into the road and fired multiple shots at them as they were leaving. Unfortunately, you know, one of the individuals was struck multiple times and taken to an area hospital. Numerous deputies from our patrol unit, our canine, our major crimes investigators, crime scene, as well as officers from the Milton Police Department responded to conduct that investigation and establish probable cause and arrested a male subject for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
Okay, wow. All right. Well, as I say, I mean, we don't seem to have all that many, but sometimes we get more than our share in a short amount of time. A couple other things I want to get to real quick with you. We're talking to Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Y'all also responded to an incident that was an aggravated assault with a hatchet. Is that right?
We did. Last Thursday, our deputies were dispatched to a neighborhood in Pace after receiving a report of an armed disturbance. The complainant told us that one of his neighbors was armed with a hatchet and had chased him and threatened him with it. When our deputies arrived to investigate the incident, the man with a hatchet fled the scene and hid inside a camper trailer. They tried to coax him out, and ultimately they used OC spray inside the camper to get him to come out. And when he did, he was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon as well.
OC spray into an enclosed container. I do not envy him. That was certainly unpleasant. And, you know, one of the other things you and I sometimes talk about, we don't talk about it a lot, but because it is life-saving, your deputies do deal with a lot of people who are threatening to harm themselves, right? And you had another one of these.
We do, and this was another one we've had here in a relatively short period of time where a deputy saved someone's life. You know, this Saturday, our deputies responded to a residence in Navarre after receiving a report of an armed individual was threatening suicide. When our deputies arrived on scene, they located the gentleman who had the gun to his head. Our deputy engaged in conversation with him, and as a result of his calm, compassionate, and patient demeanor, he was able to talk the gentleman out of the gun and ultimately save the man's life. And again, you're right, that's not something we talk about all the time, but that's something our deputies do just about every day. And you know, I cannot commend those deputies enough, those men and women out there on the street. They're ultimately putting their lives on the line because that's an armed individual. That could, in a split second, that individual could have turned that gun on that deputy and turned that into a shooting.
Yeah.
But our deputy boldly went in there and bravely spoke with that man and saved his life. So we are super proud of the men and women that go out and do that every day.
It is very important work, and I'm so glad they do it. Just last quick thing, and I don't know if you saw this. It was sort of all over social media, but the incident that took place in Brevard County late last month, August 30th, they finally released the video. This is unbelievable. These two deputies have pulled up on this car. It's a traffic stop. They're engaged in casual conversation with a couple of the folks in the car, and there's a baby in the car, and then a dude gets out of the back seat with an assault rifle. As far as I can tell from the video, it looks like it's fully automatic, and just starts, he unleashes like 60 bullets on them, knocks one of the deputies out, is beating him to death till the other one shoots him dead. I mean, it's just a harrowing thing to watch, but it's a reminder that every time you guys pull up to a traffic stop, you got to be prepared for anything, right?
Absolutely. And you know that one of the key takeaways from that, and anytime there's an event like that, we always go through it and try to learn from it, because that's how we prevent people from getting killed in the future. But one of the key takeaways from that, and you hit on it, is how incredibly calm and low-key that situation was until it was a gunfight. You know, the deputies were having pleasant conversation, and when he asked the gentleman to step out of the car, the deputy was completely caught off guard that he pulled out that assault rifle and began trying to execute those two deputies. You know, and that's not an all the time occurrence, but you have to be prepared for it all the time. You know, and then that's what these men and women on patrol and out there stopping cars, that's what they have to be prepared for every single time they stop a car.
Absolutely.
Had those deputies not been prepared, we would be talking about the murder of two deputy sheriffs.
Yeah, I mean, it could have certainly gone that direction and looked like it might well based on the video, and thank goodness it didn't. And he's dead, and they're going to survive, which is the good news, thank goodness. Chief Deputy Shane Tucker, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for all the great information. Please keep up the good work. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.